This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And you need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
You know, over the years, I've been told that in order to live a good life, you have to find your purpose. And a lot of veterans who are just getting out of the military, going into the civilian world, they're constantly told they have to find their next mission. And in so, find their purposes. Now, I understand that finding your purpose is something that is very important. But when you think about it, is finding your purpose something you have to do by going out there and leaving whatever you have right now and searching for it? I don't think that's realistic. The thing is to tell people that you have to go out there and you have to find your purpose, it really puts things on a back burner, right? Because people are like, okay, well, you know, I'm just kind of not finding my purpose right now, right? I'm just sitting here, I'm going to work every day, but I'm not finding my purpose. And I think you have to think about it in a different way. I think that in order to find your purpose, you have to look for your purpose where you are right now. That's where it's got to start. Because a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll feel trapped by their circumstances. Right? You're in a job you don't like. You're in a place you don't like. You're surrounded by people you don't like. So because of that, you sit down, you take a knee, and you say, you know what? I'm just going to get through this for now, and I'm not going to put 100% into it, and I'm not going to worry about it until I've gone out there and I've found my purpose. That's the exact wrong way to go about things. You know, in life, all of us have to do things that we don't want to do at some point. We have to take jobs we don't want. We have to deal with people we don't want to deal with. We have to do things that we really don't want to do in order to survive. And it's awful. It's hard, but it is a fact of life. You know, I can think of many times throughout my life where I, you know, had a job. I've been a day laborer. I've been a truck driver. I've been a landscaper. I've been, you know, a Marine. I've been so many different things. And in so many places where I've had jobs and was doing things that couldn't really enlighten me or I felt that weren't really moving me forward. But in hindsight, I learned so many lessons from what I was doing there. You know, I'll take the Marine Corps, for example, because I know so many of you have been there. You know, somebody could go into the Marine Corps and they could look at all the working parties and the field days and all the BS you got to go through on a day-to-day basis and say, you know what, that's pretty useless. Or you could go through the Marine Corps and you could go through all the field days and all the working parties and all the BS you got to deal with when you're in barracks mode. And you could say, you know what, that was good management training. That helped me to understand how to organize my life, organize myself, right? And this, you could do that with any job. You know, my day laborer job, it was like a workout every single day, right? You just come home so tired. But at the same time, I got to work outside. I got to feel the sun. I got to you know, be around pretty hardworking guys who showed me the ropes around a work site. Right? That was that was some really valuable information for me, because it helped me to understand how that company worked, right? And it put a lot of work ethic in me. So what I'm trying to say here is this: no matter where you're at right now, no matter what you're doing, there is a purpose to find, right? There is a piece of value that you can take with you as you move forward in your life. And, you know, while you're doing what you're doing, strive to be the best at it that you can be. Strive to put everything you can into it so that you can take more from it. If you just sit there and you complain and you don't see it for what it is, an opportunity, then you're not going to get anything from it. But if you come in every day with a good attitude and you put 110% into what you're doing, you show your value, then you're not just going to, you know, be a credit to your boss or a credit to your company. You're going to be a credit to yourself, because you'll have taken some really valuable lessons from that experience. And that's all we have in life, our experiences. Right? Your bank account might say something, that's fine. Money definitely is important, but experiences are more important. Why? Because experiences can lead to more money, to more value. They allow you to do other things. So that's the big, big point I'm trying to slam home today. Right? Now, while you're doing what you're doing, while you're giving 110%, start to create a plan, right? If you don't want to be there for 20 more years, start to create a plan for how you're going to get out of there, right? Maybe it's you earn enough money and then you start your own business. Maybe it's, you know, you do this job and you take courses on the side. I'm not talking about just college courses. I'm talking, there's a million courses out there you could do that are cheaper than college that you know, I've talked about American Dream U. Go to AmericanDreamU.org and you can sign up basically for free. And they've got so much stuff on how to start your own business, how to improve your resume, how to improve your LinkedIn, how to grow professionally. So much stuff you can get just from that free course, right? You know, but start planning it out. And as you're planning it out, you know, start to write down the things that you've got to accomplish over the next 6 months to a year to get there. And then, you know, create a 5-year plan where, you know, you're basically mapping out where you're going to go over the next 5 years. Start thinking about your future, but make sure you're taking everything you can from the present. That's all I got for today, guys. I'm sorry we had a little bit of a hiatus. My laptop went down, and I had to go and get it fixed. So we are back now, and I want to give you a couple of quick notes here. Number one, this podcast, of course, is brought to you by F-Bomb Nutrition. They make delicious packets of fats. They make macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate, mix them up with sea salt, mix them up with pecan butter. They're so delicious. If you want to get 20% off your first order of F-bombs, head over to www.dropanfbomb.com and use the code WarriorSoul at checkout. Number two, the Warrior Soul store is now open. Now, a lot of you might know, and you might know us because we have merchandise. We have amazing t-shirts, U.S. Marine Corps t-shirts, U.S. military t-shirts, but a lot of you might not know it. And I just realized that. So if you are interested in getting some Warrior Soul gear, some of the best t-shirts in the military t-shirt space, head over to www.warriorsoulagoge.com. You can get into our shop and you'll find some of the best gear on the planet. All right. So that's that, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And I will talk to you all very soon.